Remember the name Mallory Grossman? Many did, at least for a while. Then the next tragedy involving an innocent youth took place and people's minds and attention moved on. Mallory was a victim of bullying at school and online. She couldn't handle the weight the bullies were dropping on her, so she killed herself. Mallory Grossman was 12 years old. Her mother, Diane Grossman, is waiting and waiting and waiting on the fate of a bill unofficially known as Mallory's Law. Named after, of course, her daughter. Bill had been scheduled for a vote recently, but was pushed off with, as I said, the legislative session is winding down, so few chances left for this bill to become law. It was passed by the Senate unanimously back in the summer of 2019, but became stuck in the Assembly. It resurfaced recently. Grossman gave credit to this because of the attention to the hazing incidents at Wall Township High School. In the Senate, the bill was S-3433, and in the Assembly, it's A-1662, calls for parents to start bullying investigations by filing what are called in the legislation tickets or trackable records about incidents, which notify parents and local, county, state educators, administrators right away, immediately, even before a bullying claim is substantiated. Local school superintendents would actually be able to also levy fines against parents once bullying is proved. But it's the paper trail that Mallory's mother, Diane, thinks is the most important. She said the biggest problem we have with school systems is the self-reporting that they do about harassment, intimidation, and bullying. Yeah, when you see those reports about school bullying in the state, you know where that information comes from? The schools. No, we don't have bullying in our school. Look at this. We dropped 85%. Yeah, right. So going back to what Mrs. Grossman said, creating a ticket system that forces the parents to put what they are complaining about in writing and timestamping it forces the school to act accordingly. This way an administration can identify a repeat offender or someone getting repeatedly victimized. Mrs. Grossman also established Mallory's Army 4.5 years ago as a group working to strengthen anti-bullying laws. Her and her husband also filed suit against the Rockaway Township School District and school officials, citing failure to act on Mallory's behalf. The district said that the allegation that it ignored the Grossman family and failed to address bullying in general is categorically false, and the suit's still pending. It's also been sort of a classified secret who exactly bullied Mallory. My suspicion it's the child of somebody with some kind of power, Jews in Rockaway Township, the people in the decision seats in the school district are either afraid of or protecting. The Assembly could still vote on this. Actually, might be able to vote this coming week. So, with that being the case, please, please, I don't ask you to do this a lot. Call your member of the Assembly, demand they vote yes on this bill. The fact that 4 years have passed, and this bill has been stuck in the State House swamp, that's just an outright disgrace. A lot of people dismiss bullying as part of life in school that you just have to get a thick skin about. Well, the truth is, the bullying of today, it is really different than when you were in school, my bet is.